is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking the Strain. If you're just coming back to us, because we just finished wrapping up last week's episode, welcome. It is I and Jesus of Dysfunctional.com. Jesus, are you ready?
I am ready.
Season 3, Episode 8. The episode was called White Light. It aired last night, October 16th on FX. Ah, oh, man, I'm just going to jump into it, because normally we kind of like, let's start from the top. No, screw that. The last 10 minutes of this freaking episode. My nipples got hard.
Of course they did.
Oh, my gosh. I had to watch it twice. I was just like, as soon as freaking. Oh, by the way, spoilers. Okay, now back to the episode. As soon as the ancients are talking to Quinlan, and all of a sudden you start seeing like a big old gang of vamps coming. I was like, oh, shit. And then, holy crap, Rumble in the Bronx.
When I was watching that, it reminded me of Blade. Was it Trinity where it's with Jessica Alba?
Yeah, that's one of the good.
No, Jessica Biel.
Whoa, bitch, watch the name.
Jessica Biel,
buddy.
Yeah, when they have that huge battle scene.
Yeah.
That's what it reminded me of. Like, Quinlan just goes all out.
Dude, it also reminded me of 300, when King Leonidas is, like, kicking ass with his spear, and it's going in slow-mo, chopping legs and arms off with a dash of The Walking Dead when Rick goes ballistic at Alexandria and just goes apeshit with a hand axe. This ending was so, so freaking good. Hands down, my favorite episode of the entire season right now. For me?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that definitely has to be probably the favorite scene, maybe not the favorite episode.
Oh, the episode for me. Because that just, I just, went, this part there, I mean, there were some other good parts in this, but this like, just, oh my God. And then you think Quinlan is just like kicking ass, and you're just like, oh yeah. And then all of a sudden the music changes. And then all these vamps get up on the ancients, and you're like, okay, let's see what these ancients – dude, the ancients, they were just twisting heads off like it was like a bottle of pop. Just, I mean, it was – oh, it was so good. So
it was. I mean, I didn't expect the ancients to be like that. Like, they don't look like they do much, but
no. Oh, wow. My God. John, let me ask you a question. Do you think they're dead?
Oh, no.
I don't think they are either. I mean, they have to be able to move fast. I mean, they're not going to die because of a building falling on top of them, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
No, I think if, you know, the master could survive being decapitated, the ancients could survive this.
True that. Ooh, I wonder if – I'm wondering, is there something kind of worm-like inside the ancients? Where, I mean, I guess that's how it works, right?
Yeah, it has to work that way.
So maybe the ancients will go into some other people and then be like total badasses.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, that ending, man. I mean, it was just freaking great. I just love it. Loved it. The next part here. Now we're just going to, for me, I'm going to forward back to the beginning of the episode. Eckhurst, Dr. Evil. Dude, when he pulls off. Well, it's like a scene from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Leatherface, when he puts him on that meat hook.
Yes.
I did not even see that coming.
I kind of did, but just because I wanted it.
Oh, you're sick. Oh, but dude, that was – I mean, but you know what? I hate to say it, but Dr. Evil was right. Like, it was a prime – Now you can really look at the struggling of a human person besides a sandbag. Oh, yeah, that part there was insane.
It was a 53-second difference. It's a big difference.
That is a big difference. Times by a bunch of people in there. That could cost money right there.
Yep.
So, I love the beginning. It was like the first couple of minutes. I don't know. To me, that was just setting it up. Because when that happened, I was like, oh, this is going to be an interesting episode.
Why are they setting that up to begin with, though?
It's because they want to harvest humans.
But they haven't really taken over this place, are they? Or have they, and we just don't know it yet?
That could be it. I mean, because this big old coffin coming from Egypt, maybe this was the plan from the beginning to get everything ready for this you know, this whatever's in this giant coffin that's coming, you know?
Yeah.
So
it could be.
I don't know. But I mean, it's obvious that there's, it's obvious that we didn't know that, you know, because when we thought that when Fett blew up the building, that that was it. But then when all the vamps came and retook over, you know, the park and pretty much all of New York again, that was something that we didn't know about. So there's no telling. There's no telling what, I mean, maybe they are way far in advance than we think, you know?
Okay. And because of that, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Okay. So we got the master coming in from the air on an airplane.
Right.
We got this new coffin coming in from the sea on a boat. Will we get one on a train or coming in, you know, on the ground?
Interesting. I didn't even look at it that way. I don't know, but that's a good question. I didn't even.
It could be a trifecta right there.
I couldn't tell you. That's a good question. I guess the fans out there, Strain Addicts, let Jesus know, because I didn't even think about that. I was
If anybody's actually read the books, I would really like to know.
That's because you started reading the books when we started doing season one.
Yep.
And then you you gave up.
Then I got way busy.
Yeah. what do you think about the cool backstory of Gus?
I thought it was sad.
We kind of see how and why he's so close to his mom.
I mean, makes sense now, and I don't know. I teared up a bit.
The thing about it was is like you and I have been fans of Gus since day one, and I knew that he loved his mom, and I thought it was just, you know, just him being a Latin guy and just his mom and wanted to make her happy and everything else. And then to see the stuff going that was happening, part of me was still kind of like, oh, you know, she's turned, let it, you know, like she wouldn't want you here, you know? And then, and so then to see the backstory, and then I was like, oh, okay. And then when it happened, I was like, I didn't get teary eyed, but I definitely felt it in my gut. I was like, oh, that one hurt. But, but it had to be done, because if not, Angel would have been dead. And it's in a kind of way, kind of closure, I think, you know, I don't know. I just wonder if because, you know, after that happened, we got that quick little flashback of him going to the bar and taking Dr. Evil's car to go do this. So I'm wondering, is he going to blame himself? Cause he did say every bad thing I did, you know, I hurt my mom or whatever it was. I mean, he's definitely taking a lot of it on his shoulders. I don't know.
Is that going to help him be the Gus that we met in the beginning?
I don't know. That's the thing because the thing about it is I want it to like shape him and be like, that's it. Like, I'm going to kill because they did this to my mom. And that's the only way I'm hoping, because we don't have time for him to like soul search and, you know, be eating ding dongs and donuts and ice cream. And no, Angel needs to get him and like, let's do it. Let's turn this around and let's take out as many as we can. That's what I'm hoping.
I agree.
I'm hoping. I am kind of glad that it's done with, in a sense that he can get closure and now he can focus, because I mean, you saw Angel's face. He's like, where are you going? And then even Angel was like, dude, don't go there. You're killing yourself, you know? So, but I get it now. I get it, because him and his mom were close, and the stuff that happened to them, it totally makes sense.
And the fact that he did this for Angel, though, it just shows how much he looked at him as a hero.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe as that fatherly figure, even though he only saw him on TV.
Yeah. No, and I'm pretty sure, you know, I mean, we know from the past episodes that I'm sure Angel probably got him through some of the tough times.
Yeah.
You know, watching wrestling and movies and all that stuff and everything else. So, you know, I'm just glad. I'm glad it's done. And now I need Angel to kind of, you know, not become a pill popper, but kind of get Gus back on track and get Gus and Angel back with the team. That's what I need.
Yep.
What did you think about when Professor Pimp slapped what's his face? Palmer. Palmer.
That was
perfect. No. It wasn't Palmer. It was the ship dude.
Oh yeah, the captain.
Yeah, I guess the guy that wouldn't let Palmer back on the boat. But yeah, when he was like, he's like,
yeah,
I loved it.
It was interesting. I mean, is this what some of the effect of the white stuff is, or
No, I think it's just the fact of the Nazis and the Jews and killing. That was the whole thing. And like this guy just didn't care about just totally wiping out the human race for survival. True. You know, and no, it was hilarious. I didn't think Professor could move that fast, but he definitely pimp slapped that dude in the face with powder. He put powder on his hand and bam in the face. Loved it. Loved it. And I guess the final thing at the end, dun, 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 Dutch and F finally have sex, and I called it.
I thought that would have been something you opened up with.
No, that ending, man, that was bigger than the sex. I'm sorry. I got off on more of that on the fight at the end of the last 10 minutes than I did their sex. Yeah, I
that
just...
That was so... I don't know. They didn't... I don't know. I saw it coming from when she started.
I thought that was kind of... I don't know. I think F is either he's slow or he was just playing. Because when she started doing, I was like, dude, come on. You know, it's like, yeah, but he didn't catch on. But I thought it was kind of funny, cheesy the way that she did it. Because it was obvious that he already put his hand on her lap earlier in the episode. Mm-hmm. So it was already like, hello, I like you. That whole thing. I don't know. I don't know. I don't understand the buildup, but.
Yeah, it was cheesy.
They did it. They finally got some. Now, do you think this was just a one-time thing, or do you think they're going to have feelings for each other?
I think she's dead now.
Oh, so you don't think – oh, you think she's going to be dead in the episode, like she's going to be a goner?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's happened, you know, with every single one he slept with.
That would be his luck, where he finally, you know, really likes her, like really likes this is the one, and all of a sudden she dies.
Yeah.
Saving her son, Zach. His son.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, if it happened, and I'm just like, okay. So I'm just trying to figure out. But then I'm trying to figure out is Fett gonna be pissed? I mean, Fett can't because he was sleeping with, you know,
the detective
chick, the army hot girl. But is it still gonna be? Let me ask you a question. Like, if you were Fett, would you be like, there's a code, F, you shouldn't have crossed that line, or would you be like, dude, it's whatever. What do you think? How do you think Fett's going to take it?
I think Fett, well, he's done way too much to Fett for him to just be pissed off at this, you know?
Right.
This could just be the straw that broke the camel's back.
So you think there's going to be drama?
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure it out. I don't know if there's going to be. I think he might throw the face. He's already punched him in the face once.
Mm-hmm.
I think he just might be disappointed or surprised, but then I don't think he's surprised. I just, plus Fett could, he's already slept with the other chick more than once. So I don't know. I was just wondering. I just wanted to pick your brain to see what you thought about that, but they finally did it. And you think she's going to die now?
Yep.
Could be. We got one more episode to the finale. I don't know if you heard. But the commercial was like, one more episode to the finale. And I was like, oh, damn, that was fast. But at least we get another season 4. And that will be and that will be the last one, according to our friend on Twitter, right?
According to what FX is planning, yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, I have to say, favorite episode this season. A lot of crap happened with the 10-minute awesome 300 freaking Blade Trinity slash whatever movie we talked about, then the backstory of Gus, which we wanted to see, his mother, the closure, and then Dutch and F finally have six. And then, of course, Professor Pimp slapping that dude with powder.
Yeah.
Loved it!
And what do you think is the whole thing with F not being affected by the Master's signal or whatever it was that they heard on tape?
See, I was noticing that. Because, you know, because I'm wondering... Is there a bigger plan for Zach and Kelly and him? Or does it only work on females? I noticed that big time.
Yeah.
And they kind of...
Maybe he's just too much of a douche to hear it.
Possibly. He could have douche ears.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm wondering. It's definitely something, right? It's definitely... There is something about that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's just like, oh, well, it just affects girls more than boys. I don't think that. I think something's up with, I don't know. And I really don't care because I'm wondering. Yeah, I'm not a fan, F. I just don't like him. But he is getting a little softer because he's hanging around with Dutch.
True.
So maybe that's what he needs. I don't know. But do you think they're going to have more sex?
Probably.
I guess we'll see what happens. Next episode, next Sunday, a new episode of The Strain airs. And, of course, you and I will talk about it. And then we'll have the finale after that. Yep. Oh, man. People, first, before I go, Jesus, scale of 1 to 10.
I'm giving it a 10.
I give it a 10, too, because it was my favorite episode. Man, that last 10 minutes. Kudos. Kudos to the writers, director, all that stuff. I'm so good. So good. So people, if you want to check out more of The Strain, we said it before, we always say it, we're available on iTunes, Jesus and I, so all you got to do is go to iTunes and search Talking The Strain, and you'll find us there. If you don't have it, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, you'll find The Strain there, plus other shows that Jesus and I do, plus other shows and other shows. And if you want to find me, I got a blog, iWatchMike.com. That's my blog. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. I Watch Mike on Facebook. If you jump on Good Shows, it's a free app. If you're a user, old school user of TV Tag and Get Glue, jump on it. It's absolutely free. I'm Mike the Movie Guy on Good Shows. That way we can all talk The Strain. And plus, we can talk about other stuff. But it's got a really cool community, and it's definitely worth checking out. Shout-outs to the Strain Addicts out there on Twitter. They also got a Facebook group. They're really cool peeps, and they're big, big, big fans of The Strain. They're always doing, like, trivias, and they got interviews, and they're just way cooler than us. So, Jesus, since we're not that cool, why don't you let people know where they can find you on the internet?
My blog, dysfunctional.com, at dysfunctional on Twitter, Instagram, dysfunctional LA on Facebook, Dysfunction on the Good Shows app, and Snapchat.
Sweet. That is it for us. We'll be back next week to talk more of The Strain. Thanks again for all the shares, tweets, likes, all that good stuff. And don't forget The Strain, Talking The Strain on iTunes, people. All right, get on there right now and do that thing. All right, have a good one. Have a great week. We'll be back. Listen to our other shows. Feel free to leave comments wherever you're at. Was this your favorite episode like mine? Or are you with Jesus? And you like that scene, but you have a different one. I don't know. Let us know in the comments. Wherever you listen to it, let us know. All right. Peace.
The battle has begun. An evil is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die. The Strain.